Blog Talk Radio. Here we are today, and it is a fabulous new moon. I'm having my new moon meditation, as I always have my full moon meditations, tonight with my group of people locally here. I'm calling from the Toronto, Canada area, and I welcome you to call, and let me pick up on some energy, what we can do, what can you do with this new moon energy that we have this week. That's right. This energy is also coupled with the final goodbye to Mercury retrograde. How did you fare with this Mercury retrograde? We had a Mercury retrograde. It started on the full moon and it ended with the new moon, which is extremely rare. So, of course, rare energy has to be acknowledged. For what it is, its uniqueness, and what uniqueness and what rarity does it bring out within us, within our souls, within our mind, and what conversations began, okay, what conversations are beginning right now as we speak because of the culmination of thoughts and actions and words that have been spoken in the past 2 weeks. This could be in a relationship. This could be with a business partner. This could be at work, your neighbor, your dog, you know. It could be all kinds of crazy things. But it's all about communication. And the question is, look at yourself. What are the words that you're saying to yourself around this communication or lack of communication? You're going to feel this really strong energy to pounce, so to speak, to get things done, right? To work on things. Now, we had the new moon energy was early this morning, but it was right at the tail end of Sagittarius. So even though our moon is in Capricorn right now, there is a tendency to want to do, but we've got three other planets in Sag. So with that moon, we're basically beginning this week with the most intellectual, deep, understanding Sagittarius energy that we haven't had in a very long time. And so there's going to, you know what it is? You want to find answers. It's really, it's very important for you to just know the answer to something. And it's okay to search. Searching is important. But what I always say to people, the answer is not as important as the question. And so what I want you to do this week with all of this Sagittarius lessons is to find your pathway to ascension from your own personal belief system, your value system, by looking and learning about what are your questions. What is the question? Can't find the answer, the right answer, if you don't have the right questions. Now you're going to find that relationships will either be too intense, okay, either from, it's going to come from both ends. There's a very strong reason for knowing why you have this intense relationship with somebody else and they have an intense relationship with you, especially in the next week. And there needs to be communication around this. But again, the first thing has to be, what is the question? I want you to call in at 646-716-9140. Maybe I can help you find those questions. And I'm also going to go through all 12 zodiac signs. And usually I go by earth, water, air, fire. I use the elements. And I give you a basic understanding of what's going on astrologically for this week. I'm going to go through all of that. I'm going to end this hour with a new moon meditation. You guys can maybe edit just that part out. You can get a hold of me at astroholly@mail.com, not Gmail. And you can also get a hold of me at astroholly.com, astroholly.com. That's my website, and there's tons of information on there. You could be on there forever. And if you want to have a personal reading from me, it's $190 to $120 for a reading. I do coach readings, so consulting readings. So my understanding of astrology runs very, very deep. I look at past lives. I look at your future. I look at all the relationships in your life. I can see your childhood. I can see what's going on within the deepest, deepest parts of your soul, and help your mind understand the confusion around that and create a path, create a map, create a strong compass for you to be able to navigate yourself through what's going on in your life right now and make the absolute 150% most out of this energy, whether it be positive energy or it feels constraint or tiring or exhausting. I can make the most of it. I can bring light to it because I validate what's going on. You're not going crazy. You're not slowing down. This is not going to last forever. You know, all of those things. And this is why. This is why. And a lot of times the shadow sides of our personality creep in. So let's say you're normally a very aggressive, fun, feisty, sort of warrior type of personality, and nothing holds you back, nothing slows you down, and you've always got eagerness and aggression, positive aggression, and adventurous personality. But right now you're going through a very difficult, sad, low energy time, and you just don't have the fight in you right now, and you just don't have the energy to fight anybody's battles, no longer your own. And therefore, that energy is making it, and because you're not used to having that energy, you find yourself being really hard on yourself. You know, you become your own drill sergeant. Like, what are you doing? Get up, fight your own battle. This is not you. You spend so much time focusing on the shadow side of that energy that you get angry, okay? And this is what happens. The aggressive, adventurous, vivacious, feisty person, the shadow is anger, frustration, white flag, you know, putting up the white flag, aggression, looking for battles where there isn't one, picking fights. That's a shadow side of the same exact personality. Okay? So I can turn that around just by a few words, a 1 hour reading. And you'd be amazed at how your soul responds to that and lightens up. 646-716-9140. I encourage you to call in for a free reading. I have what's called $50 Fridays. So if you want to have a full-on reading from me, most of my clients see me monthly for consulting. And this consulting helps them through speed up the process of some challenging behaviors in events. And $50 Fridays means you get a whole reading for $50. And I record them and I send them to you. And you can do this. We can do this via the telephone, which a lot of them that do not live locally in my area, neck of the woods of Toronto, Canada, they don't live locally. We do them on the phone, and we can do live video chats as well too. And it's easy peasy, right? It's very easy nowadays with technology to connect. 646-716-9140. I'm also going to give you a little astrology 101. What exactly is a moon? Who cares what the moon signs in? What's with the full moon and the new moon? Oh my gosh. I'll give you a 101 on that now. And then, if I don't get too many readings, we'll do a little talk about dreams. Okay? But right now, everybody's looking into the future. Why? Is it because it's the end of the year? It's the end of 2017? Let me have my sip of my coffee. And my loving husband brought for me. I'm from Canada. I love my decaf Timmies. On a cold, blistery day. And so going back, what is the moon? Right? What exactly? How does it affect us? Well, we all know that it affects the Earth. It affects the tides. It affects the water on our planet Earth. Research shows it affects water everywhere on the Earth. So since we're 75% water, why wouldn't it affect us, right? Why not? So I'm going to try and open up the chat room too. So do that. And our moon in our chart, 1965. There's a whole bunch of people born September 2nd, 1965, right? But your moon will be different than somebody's moon who was born September 4th, 1965. And that's because the moon changes every 2.5 days. And the moon is a very, very significant part of our personality. We have our sun sign, so let's say you're a Capricorn and your moon is an Aries. You are going to feel more like an Aries for the first 15 years of your life than you will a Capricorn, because the Capricorn is the new outfit that you're, the new cloak that you're wearing. However, if you've got a couple of other planets in Capricorn, then you will embody the Capricorn way. But you're still going to remember that past life, which is around your moon sign. And if you've got an Aries moon, then you're a feisty person. You were a warrior in your past life. You fought battles, not just for yourself, but for other people. What type of battles you fought all depends on the rest of your chart as well. The moon changes signs every 2.5 days in our Earth. Our satellite is the moon. And every 2.5 days, it changes from one sign to the next until it goes through all 12 signs, which approximately takes a month, right? When the Earth is between the sun and the moon, that is a full moon. Okay, when the sun and the moon are in the same area of the universe with our Earth, then that's a new moon. Metaphorically, in ancient times, the new moon, the full moon you could see, and the new moon you can't see. Okay, if the moon is visible from our Earth, there's no light shining on the new moon, so we cannot see it. And then the next couple of days, it becomes this little tiny slither, right? And that slither of the moon gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So the full moon, metaphorically, is for closure. It's if you've got any projects going on, if you've got any thought process going on, if there's anything going on at work, or maybe a back and forth communication that you're having with your child because they're not doing their homework. You find closure to all of these things on a full moon. And you want to focus on that closure and do a full moon ritual or meditation. And when the new moon comes, you start anew. Okay, you can start a new dialogue of communication with your child. You can start new projects. But right now we got so much Sagittarius energy that we're really thinking about the big giant picture, you know, and how does that fit in with my morality, with my belief system. We do have a caller at area code 201, and looks like they have a question. Hello, you're on the air with Holly. How are you doing today?
Hi, Holly. My name is Jacqueline. You know, I have a question to ask you, see if you could help me with it. I was born January 5th, 1965 in London, England, but I don't know my exact time of birth. Or if the moon passes over, you said every 2.5 days, able to tell me where my moon was when I was born on that day?
Yep. I'm just waiting for my program to complete, but it looks like your moon was in Aquarius that day. I just want to validate this. So January 5th, 1965.
Right.
Okay. Now the moon is. Yeah. Now the moon is in Sag right now. Yeah. So your moon was in Aquarius. You've got two planets in Sagittarius. So you're really going to feel the energy of this new moon. It goes into Aquarius by the weekend. So this weekend you're going to feel like a much more calm, much more relaxed. Your central nervous system isn't going to be as affected. You're going to be more friendly with people and sort of more detached from the energy that you're going to be feeling this week. This is going to be a pretty high energy week for you. You're going to be looking at the big giant picture. But you're also going to be looking at all the details.
I understand that this week, that this is the first time that my sign is in my first house in 29 years. Is that right? Or 28 years?
Your sign is in your first house. Oh, your sun sign?
Saturn.
Yeah. So your sun sign is Capricorn, and you're right, it's ruled by Saturn. And it really depends on what time you were born in order to know if it's first house or not. You have to know the time of your birth. Yeah, so the answer to that would be no. The only way that you would know your what's going through any of your houses is if you know the time of your birth.
Okay, so do you do chart rectification?
So to find out the time of birth?
Yes.
Yeah, I do. I can't do that on air because that takes a lot of research.
Right, I understand that. It takes time. I'm just trying to find someone who really can do it because, you know, I feel the energies. I know a lot of energies are changing. And, yes, I am looking at the big picture. A lot is going on, and I'm feeling deep in my spirit that it's time for resolutions and, you know, to come to whatever I need to face, you know, get it over and done with. So I'm trying to really understand the planets and how they move through the homes, you know, through the houses rather, and go from there.
The first thing I always tell people or give advice for is if you've got an aunt or an uncle or a neighbor that or an older sibling that might have been around when you were born and they can remember, oh, we just finished eating breakfast, or I just put my kid to bed and they went to bed at 7 o'clock and I found out your mom had a baby. Then even if I have an approximate time, like somewhere between 8 and 10 or in the morning or 11 and 12 at night, is better than nothing.
Okay.
So I would recommend you do that research first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And unfortunately, my mother and I used to have some like really detailed conversation, and that is the only thing that I never really asked my mother. That would have been just a simple question, and it would have cleared up so many misconceptions for me. But it's the only thing I never got a chance to ask her.
What time you were born?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I got one of the longest birth certificates because I was born in the UK. My birth certificate is like almost 18 inches wide. And that's the only thing I've done. And it's not on my birth certificate.
Yeah.
So are you able to tell me anything general based by my birthday alone?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I can tell you things in a lot of detail, too. So the first thing I want to just take a look at very quickly, and then I'm going to take a look at what's going on with you this week, is you do have the ability. You have a very strong belief system, and you're very interested in other people's belief systems. So I wouldn't have been surprised if you went into any type of field or interest of theology. Now, you would have been raised with a strong belief system, but you detached yourself from it and created your own. And what I mean by belief system, it doesn't mean religious. It can be, you know, I think the world is flat. You know, that's a belief system. Or, you know, all of your actions that you take in life comes from your belief system. You have very strong values. So with that being said, you also can have a tendency to look too much at the detail, too much at the small picture. And when you start to look too much at the detail, then you're like, it's like a yo-yo for you, you know? You're like, big picture, small picture. So it's important for you to know when you need to look at the small details of anything, whether it be work or planning a party or, you know, anything. As soon as you know that you're looking too much at the details and you're finding too many problems rather than solutions, then stop yourself. Just stop yourself and go, okay, stop doing that. Because you can talk yourself, your critical thinking can talk yourself out of your future. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So, but with that being said, you've got, let's see here. You've got a really good energy right now, and it might feel, I don't want that critic, that inner critic. I don't want that voice. Like, listen to the voice and say to yourself, oh, there I go, criticizing something again, or there I go, you know, bring something apart to the smallest detail until I forget about the big picture. Witness it, but don't engage with it, because right now the optimist really wants to find a voice. You're a very optimistic person. You're able to see things in the future. You're able to see big picture of things. And this week, right now, as we speak, it wants to shine. The optimist wants to believe that anything can happen. And you've been really bogged down in the last 6 months, and it's really created your central nervous system to be very anxious. But this anxiety that you have right now, you should be able to tell the difference. This one is colored with excitement, like the day before Christmas, you know, but you don't know what the gifts are. So it's colored with that feeling of excitement. So you know something big is happening, but you don't know what the frick it is. But it's not the same energy as the last 6 months. You're going to be in a really, really good place of letting go of that inner critic, that inner voice in you. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does, because I do want to let it go.
Mm-hmm. And the way that you're going to be doing that is that you're surrounding yourself with different people. So you're letting go of people in your life right now that it's, right now you got an arm's length, and you treat them with dignity and respect and everything. But there's a few people that you just want to completely let go. Do you know those people I'm talking about?
Yeah, there's some relatives, and definitely there's some people who I have to deal with every day at work, who I just want to keep a safe distance from them.
Yeah, yeah. Because I see you getting involved with a new group of people in the new year.
Okay. So the new year looks positive?
Oh, yeah, very positive. Because
the last 6 months have been very crazy.
Yeah, yeah. What I want you to do is treat what's happened in the last 6 months as if, I know this is a very blanket statement, and it's well used in the world right now, but treat the last 6 months like right now you have a little tiny bit of PTSD from the last 6 months. So your knee-jerk reaction is anxiety. You've got this sort of this aura of anxiety on you, like your nerves. You're like, you've got one nerve left and everybody gets on it, right? And
yes, definitely, because so, I'm trying to come to a resolution with a probate case with my family. And I'm also trying to move beyond where I'm at my job right now.
That's going to change by April. Let me just give you an exact time in April. So 21... Actually, oh my gosh, not even... It should have already happened. Let me see if it goes retrograde. Nope. It's happening very, very, very soon, your job change. Is your job, your business is expanding? Were you working?
Okay.
Do you know if they are expanding?
It's kind of chaotic right now. I don't know if they're expanding, but I tell you one thing, I'm carrying more weight than I need to, and I'm not getting credit for it. That I'm also willing to just look at something completely different.
Yeah. Yeah. The first thing I want you to do is this week, I don't know if you want to write a letter or if you want to speak to a person in person, write a resume, first of all, for yourself of all of your talents and your gifts and your experiences. You don't have to have plaques or certificates on the wall. If you've been doing a specific job for the last 6 months and you're very good at it, write that down as an asset, right? So you make like a list of everything that you're good at and what you're talented at and what you want to continue to be doing. And then you approach somebody, which can happen by the end of this week. Approach somebody, whether you show them this list or you just keep it in your pocket, it really doesn't matter. But you let them know what you want different.
I do have a meeting with another attorney. This would be like a third attorney that I need to bring some situations to. And see if you could help me finish this off. That sounds more so like the list that I would rather be writing now, because that particular situation could change everything for me.
And is that happening soon? This meeting?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Good. So that's probably what I'm picking up on. That's what I'm picking up on. And it's going to be very favorable. What I want you to try to discipline yourself is not to get too much into the detail. Because what happens is you go with one agenda and then you end up branching off into like 20 other agendas. Stick to what you want and what you want the end result to be. At the beginning, I said the questions are more important than the answers. So what exactly do you want the end result to be? If you want to get paid more, then you stick to that. If you want to have a different position, then you stick to that. And you don't care how it manifests. You don't have to give the detail. That's not your job. Your job is just to present them with what you want the end result to be, not how to get there.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does make sense.
Good. Does that help?
Yes, it does help.
Okay, sweetie. What's your first name?
Jacqueline.
Okay, Jack. I'm glad it could help. And $50 Friday. So if you're interested in getting your chart rectified, you can just email me and we'll figure out how to do it.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I'm just returning back to my job. So you're going to...
I can hear that.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
All right.
Talk
thank
to you.
You.
Later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There we go. So, so there you go, right? You can see how I mix in the present, the past, and the future with specific dates, especially when I gave her a general 6 months, but if I were to sit down with her for an hour, I would have done a bunch of research before she even gets on the phone with me or gets on a Skype call with me. And we would have a long discussion. I would do a lot of research, and we'd have a long discussion and have a lot of details of exact dates that are going on. It's interesting that she called me right this week, because she's right in the midst of making things happen for her, and they are going to happen, and the future is bright as long as she can mind the details of not branching off into too many details. What Virgos have a tendency to do, and guilty as charged, because I'm a Virgo, is there's this tendency to break things down so much so that we lose sight of the big picture. We can't see the forest through the trees, right? And that's one of her challenges that she wants to rein in, keep in control during this energy, during this event that she's going through right now. And the Sagittarian, because she has a lot of Sag in her chart as well, this all this Sag energy that we're having this week of December 18th, 2017 is really going to be in her favor. As long as she can not focus on the details and focus on the big picture, what's the end result? What do I really want? The question more important than the answer. So we're going to bring on area code 334. Hello, you're on the air with Holly. What's your name and what's your birth date?
Hi, my name is Mike, and my birthday is July 22nd.
Okay, what year?
1965.
Oh, all these 65ers. July 22nd. And what question can I answer, Mike?
You know, lately it seems like everything's been like a void. I mean, nothing's been moving, good, bad.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like I'm stuck, and I don't understand that.
Found this energy more so in the past 2 weeks. Come ahead.
You know, I keep pushing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like I keep pushing, but nothing happens.
Okay, so I'm just taking a look. I'm going to give you an idea of what's going on here and when it's going to, when it's going to end. So you're the type of personality where you've got your moon in Taurus, you got a lot of Leo and Libra in your chart, and so you're a very do person. You do like to see the big picture. You mind the details. You're result orientated, so you do like to see results. And you want to make, to clarify, you want to make sure that everybody's happy. So you're a people pleaser. So you want to make sure that everybody else is pleased during the process too. So you don't really like to rock the boat a lot. But basically what's being curbed right now, what's being unfolded right now, there's sort of this inner unfoldment going on, is that you're trying to find a deeper understanding of what you love to do in life. And so what happens with that is that the more that you push to find results of something that you really don't have a passion for, or you don't really have a compassion for, the more it won't happen. So if we can look at, because there's a lot of favorable things going in your chart right now, and what's happening is that it's trying to change your direction of what you've been doing for the past several years, and it's trying to stop that and create a new, unique you where you're exploring more of what's true for you and what you're passionate about and what you love to do and how you want to present yourself. So if it's safe for me to say that you were in a job or you were in a place in your life where you were sort of more shy, more reserved, more working behind the scenes, and now you want to be more recognized, more put out there, more the star of the show. Does that make sense?
It sure does.
Okay.
Yes, it
does. You're changing your direction and you're using the old rules, and it doesn't work. So it's like I want a really fast car that is really good on gas, but you're still using your old car that's 12 years old or something, and it's not going to work. You need to put yourself into a new vehicle, into a new direction. And you're going to find those answers in April 2018. I know it might sound too far away from you, but it really isn't in the big picture. And finances have always been important to you, like maintaining a steady income, a reliable comfortable income. And that's the other thing that's challenging. It's like you're trying to have one foot in and one foot out. It's like, I want to have my comfort and have that steady income and have that reliability, but I also want to do something the exact opposite. And you're trying to do both. And you can't have both.
Right. Right.
And I can guarantee you that when you finally let go of the insecurity of not having a steady income, a steady, reliable routine, as soon as you let that go and you move into what is uniquely you, and a lot of this has to do with, do you do a job or this area of your life that you're talking about has to do with communicating, writing, sharing knowledge?
God. You know, I'm a factory worker, you know, and I hate it. But there's been something inside of me for about the last 2 years that I keep pushing away. And every time I push it away, it keeps coming back. And I'm like, no, that's not me. And I keep pushing it away, but it keeps coming back. And I'm thinking, I must be crazy, you know. But it's weird that you're telling me this. And so I'm like, should I just go for this or not? And so, like, oh, wow.
So this has been, when you said that for a couple of years, this has been since around June 2016. Something happened June 2016. You had this great conversation with somebody. It really has a lot to do with your philosophical belief system as well, your spiritual belief system, your whether it be religion or just your own philosophy of life, your own worldview of things. And if you can, you don't have to remember now, but if you can take a look at around June 2016, what happened during that conversation, it revisited you April of 2017. Possibly you met with, had a sudden event that created an environment where you fell in love with something that it's very different. Like, honestly, if you were to... It's almost like saying, I'm going to go from being a factory worker and I'm going to start traveling the world and talk about what it's like to live with no money. You know?
Yeah.
Like, it's that extreme.
Yeah.
It's
right.
That extreme. So
right.
What is it that you want to do? That's crazy.
Well,
you said it's crazy.
I actually have been wanting to write a book and start a blog.
Mm-hmm.
And so, because I can't stand what I do anymore, you know, but inside, you know, I think because there's been so many past things that have happened to me that when I talk to people, they always tell me like, you should write a book, you should write a book. And I'm like, nah, you know, but then there's something inside that says that I really should. And so when people tell me that, I'm kind of like, well, maybe I really should, you know, because when people get me one-on-one and I talk to them about certain things, they're like, thank you. You know, that really helped me. And then I'm like, that when they tell me that, I'm kind of like, well, maybe I should, but then I'm like, I'm not a writer. You know, I shouldn't do that, you know? So then I kind of back and forth, you know, like a tennis game. Should I, shouldn't I, should I, shouldn't I?
Oh my gosh. So, you know what? I'm looking at your chart right now. You've got what's called Mars in Libra, and that is a person who cannot make decisions. It's so, because you see both sides of the coin. You see both sides of the picture. You see both problems that could exist. You see both possibilities that could exist. And you spend more time, like you just said, going back and forth, than you do of actually making a decision. So this week, because you've got this week, is energy is favorable to you as well, because you got out of Leo. What would the first step that you would have to take to start this? That's all you have to do is start. To start the momentum, you have to start, right? And then the momentum takes care of itself. It just takes care of itself. So the first thing you ask yourself is, what is the first thing that I need to do to get it started? And then you just do it. And if that voice comes in going, but what about this? And what about that? And what about this? And what about that? Just ignore it. Acknowledge it. Go, there I go, talking myself out of it. Because that's what you do. That's how you talk yourself out of doing it, is by spending more time looking at all of the possibilities rather than just focusing on the first thing that you could do. So the first thing that you could do is write your table of contents.
Okay.
And what would your table of contents be?
Over the last week, like I'll just be driving, you know, down the road, and these ideas just pop into my head. Like all of a sudden, I'm like, oh my God, where'd that come from? You know, and like, like later on tonight, and it's like, where did this come from? You know, it's not even me, but it's like, you know what I mean? Like, boom, you know, like I'm like,
no,
oh my
I
God.
Absolutely, No, I absolutely know what you mean, because we have what's called universal consciousness, and it's scientifically and biologically proven. We can look into history, and when there was no way of knowing what somebody in Canada was doing and what somebody in New Zealand was doing, because we just didn't have the technology to know that. People were inventing things at the same time. People were discovering things at the same time. And even animals. There's the 101 monkey theory. There's animals that were doing things at the same time from one end of the earth to the other without them even knowing it. It's called the subconscious or the universal consciousness, and that's what you're tapping into. And you are very unique right now. You've been for 2 years. There's this unique, different side of you that you've always lived a practical, routine, everyday kind of life. You've had some really entertaining things that have happened in your life that are very unique and different to what anybody else has ever experienced. However, when you talk about it, it's like they come out of the woodwork. They'd be like, you too? I thought I was the only one, right?
Right.
And so you do need to share that, whether you do a blog, talk, radio. You don't have a ton of patience for writing, but what you are very good is you're very good at entertaining. So what I do doing is writing down your table of contents, writing it down voice to text. If you can do that on a computer or on your phone, voice to text, you have a lot more patience for that. You don't have patience for just sitting down writing word, word, word. And then if you want to blog it, voice to text as well too. But I see you standing on stage and like this. You've got a very comical side of you that a lot of people don't get to see.
Wow, thank you.
And that's the ideas that are coming to you right now. You're getting this really quirky look at life, and you just find it hilarious that other people can't see it. But if you got on stage and you presented this to people, they would be like laughing their heads off, because it's so true. The way that you put an entertaining twist on the everyday crap of life. Does that make sense?
You're right. Yeah, it sure does, because I don't see this. I don't see things the way that most people do. You know, I used to. I've had a lot of different experiences than most people. So, you know, and then I've come through a lot. So now, you know, you wouldn't want to have known me 20, you know, something years ago, but now you would. You know what I mean? I see things a whole lot different than now, and so. It is kind of funny, you know. Now I could look at things and kind of go, "Oh, that is funny," but you know, before I wouldn't have. You know?
So you know what? And you work really well with a partner in crime. So do something like, I think writing is okay. There's nothing wrong with writing, but because you've got this entertaining factor, I just don't think the writing will be a full expression of yourself. You know, we need to hear. Voice. We need to hear the quirkiness and the humor and the more of a performance, right? But if you could find someone who was like similar to you, you could bounce off of each other and do podcasts or do like a blog talk radio or you know, do YouTube or that would, you need a partner in crime, and you're going to meet that person very soon. Very soon.
Okay.
But the way that you do meet the person is you've got to start the momentum. So write out your script, write out your, you know, if you were to write a play or write a movie script, there's what's called a story line, right? They're like boxes.
Right.
And you can look up a template online. And so you would write out the storyline. Or if you were to write a book, a lot of people will start out by writing the table of contents. Doesn't mean that you have to stick to that formula, but it's a start. And as soon as you get started, it'll just take a life of its own.
Okay.
You don't have to quit your job yet.
No, I wouldn't want to, you know. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you for the smile.
You're welcome. Do it. Just do it. Do it.
I will.
Do it.
Thank you.
And I want to hear from you in the new year. I want you to tell me what your table of contents is. Whatever you did to start.
I will.
Okay. Awesome.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We've got about 15 minutes left. I'm going to take one more caller, and then I'm going to wrap this up with a new moon meditation. Area code 817, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? Do you have a question for me?
How are you? What's your name?
My name is Holly.
Oh, hi, Holly. That's my new roommate's name.
Is it really?
Really, yes. I just got her like 2 or 3 days ago. She doesn't let me sleep at night. She got bipolar, and I do too, but I like to sleep at night.
Yeah, you know, sometimes two of the same is not always that great. Let me take a look at your chart. What's your birthday?
September 13th, 1965. I'm a Virgo.
I know, like me. I feel for you.
Oh, thank you.
We need to support each other.
I feel for me too, yes. I feel for you too.
I had to tell you something funny. I found this link on Facebook, and it said, what are the best zodiac signs that are together and create successful relationships? And they had like Aquarius with Pisces and Taurus with Capricorns and Capricorns with, you know, like some of the signs were duplicated with other signs, right? And every single
What's
sign was in there.
What's complicated for me right now?
Was Virgo. They didn't have any Virgos. So I guess nobody wants to be with a
Virgo.
Well,
right now,
don't
guess who I'm with.
Your relationship will never be successful.
Oh, my God. Well, right now I am dating a woman that's married, and she's a Aquarius, and I'm a Virgo.
You are.
Married, and
You have an Aries moon. I'm talking about moons here. And one of the significant things with an Aries moon is that they like adventure. And you also have a lot of Scorpio in your chart, which means you really like passion. So if you don't have a chemical reaction, like a chemistry with your partner, you don't want to have anything to do with them. They're happy. So
that is very true.
Chemistry, it makes sense that you would hook up with somebody who will give you both of that together, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now you're in the part of your life where you're saying, okay, enough with the fun and games. I want a future. I want to settle down. I'm ready to settle down. You might have thought that you were always ready to settle down, but an adventurous person never likes to settle down. They get bored very, very quickly. So being with somebody like that, you know, really creates takes away all boredom too. The end of this month, I actually see you sitting down with this person and having a discussion about what 2018 looks like.
Wow.
And setting and having a game plan, and if she's able to create a game plan or not. I don't have time in this show to do it, but I'd have to look at her birth chart as well too. But the beginning of March 2017, I want you to, even now, you don't have to remember it right this moment, but maybe after the show you can remember. That is. Did your relationship with this person begin then?
In March?
March of 2017.
No. It was actually in July.
That's okay. That's okay. That's okay. I just want to see it was that. So as of March 2017, that's when you had a very you really delved into yourself psychologically, and you explored a lot of hidden patterns, a lot of underlying behaviors that you've had in the past in your relationships, because there has been cheating, there's been deception, there's been a lot of confusion around that, and you said, this is it, I'm not doing this anymore, I have to have a completely different relationship that has a future. And this particular person, if you got involved with her, it was because you thought that her relationship was ending and that you guys did
have a
future together. And now it's like 6 months later and you don't have that. And I see it's very, she's either the last one that you're going to have. Do you find that she resembles, she is now starting to resemble a lot of your relationships from your past?
A little bit, yeah. But she says she's not the cheating type, so. But she's cheating on her husband, with me.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'd have to take a look at her chart to see where she's at. But you are in the midst of finding that long-term partner that you will have for the rest of this lifetime.
I met one that's in Austin, and her name is Lisa. I don't know what her sign is, but...
Yeah, we wouldn't have time to look that up anyways. But by November 2020, and I know that sounds really far away because it is literally two years away, but within the next 2 years, you will be finding that long-term partner. In the meantime, you're going to be exploring hidden patterns within your own self, within your own behavior, and discovering why am I always in these situations? Why am I always in these relationships? And a lot of it has to do with chemistry. And if you do some research, hun, chemistry is in our brain. It's nothing to do with whether that person is right or wrong for us.
Ah, gotcha.
It's stuff that goes on in our brain that creates, whenever we have adventure, whenever we have excitement, whenever there's something new, our endorphins are kicked in, our serotonin is increased, and we feel high. It's a drug. We feel awesome. And then after, 6 months to a year and a half is classic, all of that goes away because it's not new anymore. There's no exploring anymore. There's no excitement anymore. You have to sort of create it within a long-term relationship. However, if you're in a relationship that is unattainable, like the person is married or they just have a very erratic personality, that excitement, that endorphin, you can make it, it can make it last longer.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So then like a drug, you're attracted to relationships that will last, that will keep that excitement lasting longer, but it's never sustainable. It doesn't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. That's what you're discovering right now. And before the next 2 years is over, you're in a long-term, healthy relationship. Is it this person?
Well,
is it the next person you're talking, you're going to be with? I'd have to do their chart and mix it up with your chart to discover that.
Okay, I'll add you to my blog talk and I'll save your blog talk number and hopefully we can talk a little bit again. And I'm on SSI now. I don't have a job and there's a lot I got to tell you, but God bless you and happy holidays. Happy New
Year. Okay, sweetie, you connect with me and we'll figure it out, okay?
All right, Holly. Thank you.
Okay. Take care. Happy
Bye-bye.
New Year. Bye-bye.
Thank you, guys.
All right. So there we go. We're going to, I love doing all of those readings for everyone. If you're interested in contacting me, it's astroholly@mail.com, not Gmail, or astroholly.com is my website. There's a ton of information on there. My prices, my fees are pretty good. They're $90 to $120 for an hour to an hour and a half. I always highly recommend your first reading be an hour and a half. And I have what's called $50 Fridays. I only take 6 people. They get booked up very quickly in advance, although I do have last-minute cancellations, so don't be afraid to contact me. If you're in the Canada or the United States, you can text me at 519-767-0077. Please text me your name and your birth date and that you would like to set up a private reading so that I know you're not spam. Don't just say hi. And then we can connect, okay? We can connect and we can make things happen for you and make them happen faster and catapult you into where your soul's deepest desire wants to be. It's such a scary, hairy, crazy, crazy world. There's such energy that's bombarding us constantly with the intake of our food, the energy of the planet, political energy, the crisis of the war going on in different places, the chemicals that are in our life, the fast-paced life that we're in, and we're just energetically not slowing down enough to take a good grasp, a good hold of what's going on in our life. And what I like with astrology is that I can harness that for you. For that 1 hour, the energy is only about you. Okay, only about you and the planets. And I'm also psychic, and mediumship pops in every once in a while. I've done a lot of readings for people that have lost their life through suicide. I've done the readings for their parents, their siblings, their loved ones, to help them understand what happened at that time, take the blame off, lift the curse of that negative energy that creates such a sudden, unexplained, confusing death. A lot of times the people that come to me during that time, I do past life readings, I do timeline readings for the future, I record everything, you can write everything down in a calendar, and I do coaching on a monthly basis with $50 Fridays. So there you go. With that being said, I'm going to talk about what do you want to do with this new moon energy and all of this Sag energy. Today, tonight, I want you to prepare for your new moon ritual by just setting aside a few minutes during this new moon phase and to focus on your wishes. Because this will help give you clarity of mind and fill your heart with promise of the future. See, when it comes to setting goals or planning ahead for your future, there is no better time to get started than during this new full moon. You want to have intention. You want to have your longings stated out loud. So I want you to write them on a paper. Write down on the paper. So for instance, Mike, the gentleman that called in, write down your table of contents. Put that down on paper because that's manifestation, okay? Be careful what you ask for. You just might get it. So this is a fair warning that when you write down what you want, make sure that the question, that you know what the question is. So the question is, I'm not happy with my job. What do I need to know to change that? Don't say, I need a new job. I need a new boss. I got to quit my job. I need to win the lottery. Okay? Because those are answers that you manifested that may not be the real, true, universal answers for you. So really what you want to do is be very careful and take time to figure out what your question is. So no worries though. The moon has its phases and so do our individual wants and needs. This is why it is a good practice to just redirect your list of intention each month. Every time we have a new moon or full moon, it's that little white circle that's white in the middle. on some of our calendars. Okay? And so in 2 weeks, we'll have our full moon, and you want to start to manifest. You want to start to come to conclusion about what's going to be done. with these intentions, with these wishes, with these goals that you're going to write down on paper tonight, and envision the tides, the water, the freshness, the newness, the lack of light, the lack of clarity, but it will come to you in time. This is Holly signing off, your personal astrologer. May the stars be with you, and may all your dreams come true.